Joining me in studio is Mukpalu Aipili, the CEO of Urban Inuit Identity Project and other organizations, the Collingwood Unity Collective, Collingwood Indigenous Circle Group. It all started when she was an urban Inuk who wanted to regain her connection to Inuit culture. Mukpalu, thank you for joining the Jukebox.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. So you mentioned the Collingwood Indigenous Circle Group. I did create that last September, and I've been part of the Unity Collective, which was established, and I'm a member. I've been there for a few months now. And I own the Urban Inuit Identity Project, which I opened full-time in January.
Wonderful to have you, and we are so excited to host you very shortly at the Collingwood Music Festival youth program. You've put together a terrific program to inspire our youth. Can you tell us a little bit more about the games we're going to experience, the Arctic Olympic Games?
Yes, absolutely. So it was really an awesome opportunity when you asked me to be part of that, Daniel. And it was great to know that you were asking me what I could bring to the table on that. And I thought the best thing to bring would be Arctic Olympics, because they are inclusive, welcoming, fun, easy to do. And I know that word Olympics might sound intimidating, but it's actually just finding your own strength, determining what you can do, and just having fun while you're doing it. These Olympic games, they're resourceful and innovative games, which you can do at any time. And these were created out of Inuit wanting to have fun during the long winter months where there wasn't any sun. They're meant to induce laughter and just a good time.
And in addition to that, you're sharing with us a fascinating presentation about Inuit culture. These events will take place at the Duntroon Highlands Golf Club. You'll be sharing some Inuit traditional knowledge with us.
Yes. Inuit traditional knowledge translates to Inuit Kayumayu Takungi in Inuktitut. And it just means what Inuit have always known to be true. And a lot of people don't realize that Inuit, we do have our own culture and way of being, which is different than the Indigenous people here in the South, my First Nations brothers and sisters. The games encompass Inuit Kayumayu Takungi. And I thought it would be really fun to show who Inuit are to the community. And we're very inclusive, and I think it's going to be great.
So this is taking place Saturday, July 9th. For more information, visit collingwoodfestival.com/youth, collingwoodfestival.com/youth, 2 p.m. You're also bringing two friends with you, Tawny and Alpi. We'll share some knowledge about Inuit culture. Tell us a little bit about how an Inuit drum is made.
Well, so these Inuit drums, they are made by men and they're used by men. They're really large. I can't speak to exactly how it's made, but Alpi's going to share that. He made his own drum and he's going to be bringing that. When you go there, you got to know that information.
And he'll be walking us through how it's made and sharing the history of it as well.
Yes, and he'll definitely be playing it too. And it's just going to be great.
So I'm trying to put my mind into the mindset of a 10-year-old who, say, for example, is attending this. What can I expect to learn at the Arctic Olympic Games when you have these stations set up over the field? Because I'm getting very excited about this event.
Well, if you are a 10-year-old, you are going to be able to step into your silliness, have a lot of fun. It's going to encourage laughter, smiles. Definitely that silliness piece is going to be there. It'll also include teamwork, working together, working on your own, and pitching in order to gain the prize that's going to be offered.
Wonderful. Your identity is Inuk. Tell us a little bit how that has shaped your mission in starting these projects.
I grew up in Ottawa where I had my Inuit peers, and I had an Inuit-specific resource called Tungusuvingut Inuit. And there I was able to play games and really be in the Inuit way, which is laughter and fun and eating the food and that. But when I moved out of there when I was living in Simcoe County and in Collingwood as well, I was finding it difficult to maintain my Inukness, and instead of working for other people and in the, my off time trying to teach what Inuit culture meant, I decided to do that full time. And that way, Inuit who are like me and who are urban will be able to access those resources and return to culture if that's what they need. Because as we all know, in order to, for us to feel sturdy on our ground, that means being strong in our culture. And that's what I'm trying to do for my urban Inuit.
Very good. Thank you, Makpalu. Could you share a little bit of the Inuit cuisine with us?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people know that Inuit eat raw meat, and there's a few reasons for that. So raw meat includes raw seal, caribou, and whale. And when you cook those foods, you're actually cooking out the vitamins. And so seal and whales actually synthesize their own vitamin C. And so, and speaking to that, you don't need to eat an orange after. You just eat that meat and you have all the vitamins you need. That's nutrient dense and rich. Also speaking to that these meats are, the seal and whale is packed with lipids. And in that way, Inuit have been eating the keto diet for a really long time, if you think about it. We're not necessarily eating carbohydrates like bread and grain. And so when we're eating that raw meat, we're satisfied with the high fats and the vitamins. And so in turn, though, we are susceptible to diabetes, right? And so we should be eating that protein, that meat like that. Yeah, especially the caribou, too. It's packed with lots of vitamins, too.
Fascinating discussion, Makpalui. We could go on for hours, especially talking about nutrition and food needs. I know keto diets are quite a fad right now, returning.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And one more addition to that is when you eat that meat, you're actually burning a lot of fat. And if you think about the Arctic climate, it's cold and you need to burn that fat and burn that energy to stay warm. So there's another addition to that too.
Bring your kids, bring your grandchildren. It's a free event. All you need to do is go to our website and submit a simple RSVP and you'll be there enjoying this fascinating presentation with Makpalu about Inuit culture. That's thecollingwoodfestival.com/youth. Join us there. And thank you, Makpalu, for joining us today.
You're so welcome, Daniel. Thank you.